we done? Are we done? Are we done?
It's been a minute. I forgot how to do it. Oh, man. Man, what a week we've been having, man.
Life. And something like it.
Right. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Uncensored Podcast with your boy Tumbo and Miss May. It's just us two again. You know what? Yeah, it's our podcast. Carrie ain't here. I don't know where she at. She's not in jail, though. At least she ain't in jail.
No, she's being a wonderful caregiver.
Oh, yeah. And Larry from Connecticut, he got a code.
Told him about kissing all them girls.
White women. That's hey, what it was.
You said it, not me.
Hey, I'm going to say it. It's all them white women. See, if he was messing with the melanin, he'd get all the nutrients and vitamin C and antibodies to fight off all the colds the white man put on him.
Yeah, but you know, you like what you like, and we just gonna let him go ahead and keep liking what he like, because everybody's entitled to their own thing.
No, not really. Because that's why the world, this is why the world is messed up, because everybody think they're entitled to their own something. No. Some people don't need to be doing certain things.
I do not disagree with you. However, I think we are talking about things on different levels, because I really don't care what you like as long as it doesn't impede on my life or my health or my well-being.
But it impedes on our race.
As long as you are not impeding on my health, my life, or my well-being.
But our race is more important than our health.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Because how is the race supposed to survive if we don't consider our health, be it mental or physical?
Now you're getting too deep, Erica, by deep.
Hold on, wait. I'm always deep, and I like it deep. Mm. I mean, come on now. Let's just be real about this. Okay, you want to protect the race, that's fine. However, go through your ancestry DNA, and guess what? We all a whole mixing bowl of everything. So, yeah, be it if you like melanin or not, guess what? You either got melanin in you or you dealing with some melanin.
True.
Just saying. But such is life and such is opportunity. But y'all people coming out here acting all dumb, trying to stunt in stores where it doesn't make any sense for you to try to stunt, like, you know, Dollar Tree, Dollar General, Family Dollar. Who is you? You... Look at the store you in. You pulled up in a Cadillac, and you in here wanting to cause a whole scene over something that costs $10? You really ain't rolling like that. You ain't even a big fish in a small pond. You want to be a big fish in a teaspoon. Like, go sit your retarded ass down somewhere. You better be happy these people came to work, because your dumb ass don't want to go to work.
I think this man is venting right now.
I'm sorry. That was a whole rant.
I don't know how to take that.
I apologize. I work well with people, but I really don't like people because of that sense of entitlement. You think you can do whatever you want to do and nobody else can do what they want to do, but they should accept however you decide you want to act that day. No. 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 Ain't no cause for you to be rude and retarded. I got better things to do in life. Yeah, that was a whole rant. I ain't even gonna lie. I'm sorry.
So how was your week?
My week was great. I closed on my house, and I'm trying to pull it together for my husband. So my week has been great. You know, gave up my part-time job.
That's what's up.
You know.
I'm trying to give up mine, but I like making money. Yeah.
Oh, no. I love making money. Don't get me wrong.
No, I'm just...
No, I'm all about my dollar, and I'm so happy that my husband understands that, because I will get him together with a two-piece biscuit and a care package. But like, here you go, boo. Gotta go make that money. Yeah. I know, right? What's wrong?
I don't know what to say. Like, my brain just stopped. I don't know, like, how to say it.
Say it how you're thinking it.
I'm gonna save that story. I got some stories to tell.
I'm down for storytelling, baby. I'm always down for storytelling.
Everybody's not here, so I wasn't gonna tell them about the time I got arrested. No, almost got arrested for soliciting prostitution.
Yeah, like, I think we
three weeks ago.
I think we should do that on the whole couples rant.
Yeah.
Episode. I think we should say that one.
I don't know. I have an issue. Like, with sex, I get bored. So, yeah.
And that's the reason why you always keep it fresh.
Yeah.
Is this the direction you want to take today?
I went too far for it. I was like, we're in 6 miles.
I mean, you just need to pick a better location.
Yeah, next I'm going to be on Hoover and 11 Mile, where it's safe at.
If you think it's safe over there, you are sadly mistaken. But okay, but go hey, for that.
It's more safer than Woodward and 6.
I mean, there are a lot of places safer than Woodward and 6 that are in the city. Just saying. You could even went up to 6 Mile of Hamilton and been better.
Yeah, true.
Just saying, because, you know, people meet up at that Coney Island all the time. You could have played the Incognito coming out the bar. That's across the street.
I might do that. I might. That might be my next role play, if y'all don't know.
What, being an undercover?
Yeah.
And going over to the other side?
What?
You don't know the intersection of 6 Mile and Hamilton?
No. You know I'm not from. I'm from Pontiac.
I'm so sorry. Let me tell you about 6 Mile and Hamilton.
I'm from the great state of Pontiac.
It's not a state. It's an island. But whatever. It is.
No, it's not.
Pontiac is an island all its own. It is something different. I'm just saying. But on the intersection of 6 Mile and Hamilton in the great city of Detroit, there is a Coney Island, a gas station, and a gay bar.
Oh, hell nah. Man, I went to this gay bar once. We were supposed to be talking about something serious, but I guess we'll talk about that on the next episode. I remember me and my brother went to this gay bar because his girlfriend was doing modeling. She had to do this little runway show at a gay bar. So my brother said, "You ain't going by yourself." So the nigga made me go. Man, that was interesting. That was our first time ever meeting transgenders. I didn't know nothing about them.
But you learned a lot.
And I don't know. Do this make me gay, like, thinking somebody cute behind a bar? But I don't know if that was a woman or a man.
No, it doesn't make you gay because, let's face it, bar light does something different to people anyway.
I didn't know if it was a man or a woman.
Bar light does something different to people anyway because, guess what? Yeah, there are clubs specifically for individuals like that, but they are everywhere. So you could be in what you think is a straight club and hitting it off real friendly like with somebody, and guess what? They got the same equipment you do. They just know how to beat that face and lay that lace front.
Yeah, because it was a girl or a guy, I don't know what it was, and it was behind the bar, and I was like, dang, she's cute. My brother's like, bro, remember where you at? I was like, oh, yeah, never mind.
Exactly. It's one of those, it could have been either, literally.
Or both.
Yeah, it could have been both. Or in transition.
I have a question about that.
Go for it.
So, if a transgender person don't tell you they're trans, and you end up having sex with them, would that be considered grape?
Would that be considered what?
Grape.
Grape?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I think you're going to have to further educate me. I do not understand your slang.
Grape is take the R out and put the G in it.
No, it would not be considered grape because both parties entered it willingly, even though it was under a pretense of something else. But I don't really know how you would. That's something I've never understood, how a man can be with someone and not actually get the parts, because every guy I've ever been with has explored everything. So I don't know how it's possible.
It could happen. I can see how it not like sober. The whole thing. Yeah, I can see how it could happen.
How? You don't explore a woman's body?
It depends. If it's a jump off, you don't be like, "Oh, let me look at your body."
Hold on, wait. You if it's just a jump off, you can't even be mad at that point. Because you're just being lazy trying to get your dick wet.
Yeah, you just get to the point.
Right, but you can't even be mad at that point.
But dudes consider themselves moist if they just kiss or hug or like just put them like just Yeah. Get oral from the opposite person, the same person.
I mean, mouths work the same. It doesn't matter what body is on.
Yeah, but I'm not getting on. That's kind of moist. But that ain't considered rape?
No. You entered into the situation willingly.
But you didn't, though.
But you did. You there was just information omitted.
So if I omit certain information to a girl and end up having intercourse, would that be considered rape?
No, because you still both entered into the situation. But also, it also depends on what information is omitted. Extra body parts being omitted? No, not rape. The fact that you like to do choke, stroke, and swing, have somebody dangling from a chandelier? Yeah, definitely, because y'all haven't established a safe word, and that person may not be comfortable with that and trying to say no, and they got a ball gag and can't even say anything.
True. So if I had a STI or STD and never said nothing, would that be considered? No, that ain't considered great. That's considered a whole ass person.
Exactly. Now, if you running around with that other thing and you just doing people, that you can get caught up and sent to jail for that.
But why you can't get sent to jail for messing with a dude?
Body parts and deadly diseases are completely different. But so people, don't even put them on the same level. Don't
but
do
no,
that.
No, not the same level as in, like, I'm talking about something that you should, people should know. Like, you should know that if you mess with a dude. Especially if you know you people out here, them type of people getting killed. Why you want to play with that? And then if I shoot you in the face, I'm wrong.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Why?
First of all, that's another human being. Unless they are actually assaulting you
that's
or
assault.
It's not because you entered into it willingly.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
I entered it willingly with a woman.
Hold on, wait.
Biological science.
So you need to state that up front.
Who the fuck gonna state that up front?
Hold
like,
on,
come
wait.
Come on now.
Hold on,
when
wait.
When you in your zone, you don't be like, hey, are you? So, man, that's
offensive. No, there are certain conversations that I have before I enter into anything with anybody. Nah,
I thought
that's
my girl
just you
was
being
dude.
Lazy.
I thought my girl was a dude because she was too good to be true. I can't lie. Okay, I get it. And then I see
you
pictures,
know what? I can't wait till
I
see her.
Kids, I was like, okay, she got a vagina.
I can't wait till I see her. Yeah, I can't wait till I see her. I'm gonna give her a hug. We gonna go have a drink. We gonna have a whole heart to heart.
That's my yeah.
I know that's your boo thing. Like I get that.
I told her. I said I thought you was a dude.
I can't with you. Here's my thing.
Good. Like you too. Like you got too much common sense. She logical. So was
she coming. Actually knows how to effectively adult.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that.
You love it.
I do love it. But I'm just saying though.
You weren't used to it.
It gave red flags. Like
that's because a lot of people just aren't honest when they enter into things, and that's the biggest problem. That's the reason why you want to shoot a dude in the face because everybody ain't honest going into the situation. Just go into the situation honest.
And a lot of dudes, if trans people, if you just say you trans, a lot of these niggas will smash you still.
Exactly. Just be honest up front.
But you just got to be quiet, though. Just keep it 100. A lot of niggas still do it.
Exactly, because I'm not about to lie. I have seen some transgenders that are gorgeous.
Never seen one.
That's because we look at different things and pay attention to things differently. Yeah. I'm sure you've seen one that easily passed on your radar. Easily passed.
I thought this woman at our job was a transgender then. Because she had a deep voice.
I have a deep voice.
No. She had like a nigga.
She had that Barry White.
She like had an East Side Detroit, like she sell drugs and smoke cigarettes voice.
Oh, like a Baby D.
Yeah.
Got you. It happens, but you know, that's what you get. Stop judging folks.
I don't know. I'm old school.
Nah, you just old.
I teach my son, like, man, you got to ask, hey, are you a woman or a man? I identify, no, fuck that, identify. What did the doctor say?
What body parts do you have?
What did the doctor, no, they get that cut off now, too. What did the doctor
say?
What
body parts do you currently have? No, that's very direct. It doesn't matter.
It does.
If it's gone.
Yes, it does.
Okay, I mean, that's your personal preference.
Because my brother had intercourse with a transgender.
Which one?
You never met him. His name Earl.
Oh, okay.
Not Gerard. No, hell no, 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 no.
That's the reason why I had to ask.
Not that brother. You met hell no, no.
Matter of fact, when you tell him I said hey.
Oh man, yeah. He said it ain't gay because the girl got a vagina. I'm like, bro, nigga, that's a stab wound, bro. You had sex with a dude. No, I didn't. Yes, you did, bro.
But what makes you a dude?
Your X and Y chromosome.
Is that what you're going with?
Yeah, science.
So you're going with the scientific.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the way, hey, that's the way it's been going on for how long? Since the beginning of the time? That's the way it's been working.
But I don't as know. People have evolved, people identify differently. So for you, you need to know about the X and Y chromosome before you smash.
Yes.
Like, hey, just ask.
This is going to be the name of this episode. I identify as a kangaroo.
Go ahead, kangaroo. Bounce that ass.
I'm a kangaroo. No, I identify as white when the police pull me over. They look at me as a black ass nigga. That just don't work. That just do not work.
That's not necessarily true. That's not necessarily. Hold on, wait. We both know I got a permanent tan, right?
I'm like, sir, I'm white. My name is Isaiah Johnson.
But they're not about to ask. I'm not.
It was like, oh, Isaiah Johnson, take your white ass and shut the jail.
We gonna send you to the Negro jail. I'm not fooling with you. Of all the names you had to pick.
But I just want to know, like, okay, why do you identify as that?
That's their personal choice.
No, I don't know, judges type shit. I just was like, what made you go come to this conclusion?
That their personal choice of how they feel. How they feel they relate in this world.
Man, this world get too damn soft for me. This shit weird.
It's just because you don't understand. I will agree that the world is getting soft, but where it's getting soft, I don't necessarily agree that that's where it's getting soft.
You can't bully no more. Bully is good for the ecosystem.
The funny thing is, ooh, stop bullying. I swear people bullying people more now than they ever did, especially with this whole social media thing. Like, it happens more now than it ever did.
Motherfucker soft. Like, me and the girl, me and the missus was talking about that bullying shit. Like, I'm all for bullying. You need that. You need it.
Here's my thing. I don't disagree with that because I was bullied from, yeah. And now that I'm actually, air quotes, an adult, shit, we get bullied in the workplace. So, I mean, it's all about... It's all about how you come back from it. It's all about how you take it. I do believe that mental health is a real thing that really needs to be addressed. Don't cripple and fold because somebody else is words, because they are just that. They are words.
I can understand a kid who was born in a gang-infested neighborhood. Your mental, you got PTSD. I can understand. You see gang bodies, whoop-de-whoop-de-woo. But come on now. All these fucking kids don't got no mental health. They just mentally slow. Like, they need their ass whooped. They need a good old ass whooping.
Well, I mean, you know, parents are making their children functionally retarded now.
This is why I think the bullying comes from kids.
Excuse
so soft.
My language. I know retarded is not
retardation is a real thing.
It's a real thing, but you know that is not the proper term.
They know what I mean.
It's one of those, stop making your kids extra soft and extra sensitive, because these are the Johnny, same people out here.
The world's going to, and then you give Johnny everything he wants, and he think the world going to bow down to him, man. When he meet a nigga like me, tell him to shut the fuck up and nigga suck a dick. You bullying me. How? Because I told you to suck a dick. Shut the fuck up.
Because you
bitch.
Can't get your way? Exactly.
You better kiss my black ass. Shit.
Yeah. I don't offer that past many people.
Like, yeah, bro. I don't like that. Like, the world going to fuck you over. Might as well get ready to get fucked over.
Exactly. I do agree that parents are making their children soft. They're not telling them and teaching them about the real world, because they are giving them everything, and then they're growing up in this whole alternative reality environment with social media and video games and all that. It's one of those, okay, so what are you as a parent actually teaching your child? Because you put them in front of technology, so they really don't know how to socialize with other people, and the only people they socialize with for real is you. So it's like, when they actually do go into the world, they feel like everybody's supposed to bow at their will. No. Like, I don't give a fuck about you.
I mean, that's the reason why I'm hard on my kids. Like, man, I be fucking them niggas up.
And that's because you want them to have, you want them to understand what the real world is like. And I do appreciate that about you.
Like my girl think, my girl thought they thought that was hard on my daughter yesterday because she put on like this face paint. She was walking around, walked up on her like, bro, who told you to put that on? She was like, did you ask me? Who told you? Like, no, you don't put it on. Like, I consider that makeup.
Understandable.
Don't put no face paint on. You don't need no makeup, bro.
Understandable.
You never wear no makeup. You better put on some. The only thing I allow her to put on is some chapstick.
I know, but she's also like 12. Yeah, so I understand that.
But no weave, no nothing.
And I get that.
They want color hair? Nope. If you needed color hair, I would have gave you color hair. You don't need that shit.
So I have to say, as a woman, I understand your position as a father with your daughter. especially in the world that we are in.
You know, I don't give a fuck about none of these niggas. Fuck y'all.
But also realize that you are raising a young woman and there are certain things that girls have to express.
You better, right, if you want some color, you better put on a piece of paper.
At least let her get a damn clip in. Nah. Spray. Nah. Not even for Halloween. Come on now.
Nah.
Use the ass. Use the ass. I do get the face paint thing.
You can put a hat on and won't color hair. You can put the hat on and make your hair look colorful. All, but your real hair, no.
Hold on, wait. So she can get a lace front?
No.
It's a hair hat. Nah, it's a hair hat. Come on now. You said she
put on a costume. Yes, I'm all for it. But as like, no. We going out doing, no. I don't like it. So, I hate weave, period. I just hate weave,
too. I get that. No, I understand that. I understand that. But I'm just saying, she needs room to express certain things.
You can do dancing. You can express dance.
Okay, and so what if part of their costume they have to have color in their hair some sort of way? Don't be squashing the creativity, Mr. Drummer.
You can express.
Women express differently. Females express differently. Mm-hmm. That's the reason why I'm saying you have to.
And the thing about, I asked her, why do you want that?
There. Thank you.
She can't give me no answer.
Thank you. At least you're opening the door for the conversation.
Why? Because I know it ain't no reason. She's just doing it because she's seeing it. No,
I get that. You want her to be her own and not a follower. I get that part. But at least you're having a conversation.
A legit reason why. Like,
thank you. That's all I was asking
she
for.
She had it on daddy because of this, and make your hair grow or something. I'm like, okay.
Okay. See, no, at least you have
okay. Still no.
Ass.
Okay.
Ass.
You make a legit reason. Like, I give you that. It makes sense, but no.
Ass. So if you catch one of your sons tying up his dick.
Tied up? What you mean tied up his dick? I don't understand.
Taking a shoelace and just tying it up.
And I'll start laughing.
But, Dad, this is going to make my dick grow. You going to let him do it?
No. I'm going to laugh at him like, you dummy. Who told you that dumbass shit?
Same concept. Just saying.
Oh, man.
Just saying.
I would laugh so hard. Oh, that.
Hold on, wait. I use that example because I figured it would make you laugh.
Oh, man. That is. Oh, like, what? Boy, you better get off of Soulja Boy internet.
Hold on, wait. He'll hit you with those long words. It elongates it, Dad.
Like, what? See, I don't like all these big words, so I'm going to whoop your ass. Keep being disrespectful.
You better Google it and figure it out. All this technology sitting
even
in front of you.
My son, like, bro, you ain't getting no mohawk and all that shit. No.
What's wrong with a mohawk?
No. Fuck you get a mohawk for?
That's how I want my hair cut.
I want my hair tan. No, nigga. The fuck? Who do you think you is? Chris Brown?
It didn't look good on him, but whatever.
Who do you think he is? Ty? You think you light skinned? Oh, you ain't light skinned, kid. You ain't do that.
I'm mad. You took it to the shades of melanin.
Oh, yeah. I'm an equal asshole to all my kids.
I know you are.
All of them get this work.
I know they do. At least you don't discriminate, and I appreciate it.
I'm an equal asshole. But yeah, that's the whole thing. Like, I'm tough on them. But she get whatever she want, though.
Yeah, but she also knows that she has to play her role and know her position in order to get what she wants, because she keeps her grades together. She stays out of trouble. She's a great kid.
Yep. Because she know daddy will fuck her up.
All right, daddy, fuck him up.
And my punishments are harsh. Even my heart be like, your punishments are crazy.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do. This is the method that you have chosen to raise successful, independent adults when they get there. This is your road.
You fuck up, I take everything away.
Hey.
Like, literally everything.
Hey. I
got to feed you because law said I do.
I got to provide you with shelter and clothing. Yeah. I got you.
The toys, I don't have to buy you no toys.
You don't need the extra stuff.
The law said nothing about no me buying toys.
We can have conversations. Come on, that'll be your entertainment.
Uh-huh. But you want some entertainment? Look into the sky and talk to Jesus.
Hey, talk to Jesus, read a book, something.
Something.
Stimulate your mind, learn something new so you won't come back to this point.
Do some push-ups. Think about what you did.
Hey, kick it old school for the kids.
Hey, yeah. Shoot. Play with your imaginary friend. What happened to imaginary friends?
Kids have no imagination anymore because they have first-person shooter games.
Damn, yeah, get imaginary friend. I'm gonna have all the kids when I go home. I'm about to go home. Like, everybody, give me all your damn tablets. Start making up imaginary friends. Play with them.
I dare you.
I will. Oh, it'll be
I dare you. Hilarious. Ooh, I dare you. I dare you.
I think my son King got imaginary friend. He be doing weird shit.
You know,
but he weird, so you know. That's my little thing.
But here's the thing. I believe that the younger you are, the more in tune you are with what's around you. So he may be talking to not necessarily an imaginary friend.
You talking to demons?
I wasn't going to say demons. I would say spirits, but I wasn't going to say demons.
Hey.
Just saying.
He might see the, what's that? The big mouth? Was it? The little, the monsters?
King, would you?
Well, he'd be probably talk to the sex monster.
I've met his father, so it might be possible. I've met his father, so it might be possible.
Oh, I got to tell you how he cock blocked yesterday. I was trying to hit some, and a little nigga was cock blocking. He's sick, so he was, man, I'm like, bro, my daddy need 3 minutes. I just need 2 pumps in this world. Nah, he was having that shit.
You should have gave that good old dose of melatonin like a lot of parents do and kept it pushing.
He was right. I like him. Like,
I know.
Guess.
It took you a while. I know.
Like, dog, you lucky I love you, son.
You're so funny. But no, I get that. Especially when you like, I'm about to nail that real hard right now.
And I was on demon time, too. That dragon came out of me yesterday. I was a boy.
Who was you eating?
I don't know. It just come out once in a while. You know?
Got you.
You know, it's just right. Came out. And I was like,
no, I get it. I remember.
It comes out when my heart becomes like act like a mama. When she be in her mother mode. I'm like,
that shit real sexy to you, huh?
Yeah, I be wanting to rip her clothes off and stuff. So you know,
are we done?
Let's end this episode. This lovely episode.
Yeah,
what did we talk about today?
We went all the way around the world, and we started with a rant for me and people being dumb, and we talked about transgenders and how that situation works out as a guy getting with a transgender, how you really feel. I mean, you know. Then we talked about raising kids.
You know,
a little bit of everything.
Yeah, how I be fucking my kids up. See, I take that back. I used to beat the brakes off of Leah, but now I don't have to no more. King, he still catch a little fade. Like, he don't be catching no big fade, but he catch a little fade.
But that's
Prince,
okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Little nigga, he gonna catch fades too, but bye, y'all.